You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. This first Friday, Kindred Post will mark its 8th anniversary, and here to tell us how they're celebrating, Christy Nami Erickson, owner of Kindred Post. Hi, Christy.
Hello, Shelley.
Hello. And we've got Kendra Herget, who is the current manager of Kindred Post. Hi, Kendra.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And Rebecca Shea, who is a fiber artist, helping with the celebration this Friday, and we're going to hear all about that in just later on in the interview. But first, Christy, let's start with you.
Sure.
Can you please tell me the story of how Kindred Post came to be 8 years ago?
Gosh, you know, I've always been an artist and an activist first, and then whatever my day job was second. And I started to get itching to find a way to kind of put all of my lives together into one. And so when Miners Postal, the former contract station on South Franklin, was closing, for me it seemed like a really great opportunity to jumpstart on some ideas I had about having a brick-and-mortar location to really bring people together through art. I know that a post office might seem like a really funny place to create a community hub, but for me, I was really, you know, and forgive me for people who've already heard this, but I was really inspired by libraries at the time, the way that libraries, as this long-standing institution, you know, were made as these hubs for learning. And when we were kids, they were like, shh, you know, and you're reading, and it's kind of that style. But then over time, it's really evolved into this community hub of interaction and engagement and certainly learning. And so it kept that kind of core quality and allowed itself to evolve with the world. And I wanted to do the same thing for post offices, which I believe at their heart is about connecting, right? You are sending and receiving items, and it is really a mainstay of a community. It's an anchor point, a service for a neighborhood. And so I wanted to take that, but instead of have it just be about P.O. boxes and stamps, you know, how could we also evolve it into this community space for engagement? And so that's where some of the genesis around Kindred Post came to be. And then, of course, curated it with a lot of artists that I knew, you know, Ricky Tagaban, Dashtini and Roz, starting out with Sarah Arnston was making pottery at that time, and then people I didn't know. And we filled the store. I wanted to have a lot of gatherings as a community organizer at heart. I really was focused on using the gift shop sales to help subsidize free or low-cost community events. And so that's where we started having tiny post office concerts, interactive First Friday events, and we'll hear from Rebecca Shea as one of those here now 8 years later still. Workshops, we've had letter writing parties, you know, we've had mayoral debates. Really proud of the work that we've done over the past 8 years, and it really couldn't have been possible without the community buy-in to this concept, this kind of crazy concept of taking a post office and turning it into a community hub.
It's interesting that you are kind of referring to it as crazy or unusual when it seems so natural to me now. I've been going to Kindred Post since it opened, and you know, it's just like normal for me.
I love that. You know, when I travel the country though, and they ask me what I do, and I'm like, well, I own a post office, and you know, especially as like a young woman, it feels surprising to some people, and so I love hearing how organic it feels to you now as a community member.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. So you're not only a business owner, but you're also running the mail. So how does that work? Are you a postal official?
So I have a contract with the USPS, and so they gave us 2 days of training.
Two whole days,
before
wow.
We opened in 2014, and we have just passed on that training and kept up with kind of as regulations change and as policies and procedures change. But yeah, everybody who works at Kindred Post is creative, kind, outgoing, warm, organized, efficient, and are required to learn all of the United States Postal Service's rules and regulations. And it's truly impressive to me that they are all so well-rounded and intelligent to be able to do that. It is often told to us that we are the best post office in the world. And not that I'm trying to create any wars locally, but I truly believe that. And I have an incredible staff who are not USPS employees, but do a dang good job.
Yeah, they do. I agree. Mm-hmm. That's a great segue into talking to Kendra, who's the manager at Kindred Post. Kendra, what has your experience been like working at the gift store and post office and community space?
It's really cool is the word that's coming to mind, but it doesn't do it justice. I often tell Christy that my favorite part of working there is the post office, and I didn't expect it to be my favorite part. But, like, learning how to send all of that mail and, like, teaching others how to send mail, and it's just, like, it's so much more intricate than you could ever believe that it's going to be. Mm. And bestowing that knowledge onto other people is, like, so empowering. And also, it's just, like, so cool. It's just so cool. It's a wild way to, like, mix the post office world and the artist world, and I think that Christy does it beautifully, and I am so happy to be able to work for her.
Oh, that's great to hear. That's so sweet. I always appreciate a couple of things about Kindred Post. It's my post office. It's the closest one to my house. So I always appreciate the staff who can tell me usually the most inexpensive way to mail whatever it is I'm trying to send off. And also the package station where you have a lot of recyclable materials available and you can kind of...
And the tape.
And the tape. I bet... I love the tape. I'm sure everybody else does, too. That's so handy. And markers and all that. Everything you need, basically. You walk in with just what you want, or you can buy something in the store and package it right there and ship it off.
Yeah. And thanks for saying that it's your post office as well. I think part of the joy of being a post office is that it's a great leveler. Like, everybody uses it, right? So we see people from all walks of life. And I like to say that it's not uncommon for us to serve a millionaire and someone experiencing homelessness in the same day.
Does this anniversary, the number 8, have any special significance to you? Like, did you have a plan for how long you were going to be doing this when you started?
No, I think I enter all wonderful things, never knowing what the end date is. And so I'm very excited to be here at year 8. 8 is a lucky number in a lot of Asian cultures. And so I'm certainly seeing it as an auspicious sign. You know, they say however many percentage of businesses fail in the first 1 year, 3 years, 5 years. There's all those statistics. And they don't really have one for 8, so I feel like I've made it. Or, you know, or I'm feeling like, you know, we're at different points of growth and reflection, and I like that about where we're at, for sure.
Rebecca Shea, turning to you now, you're a fiber artist, among many other things. Would you please introduce yourself for our listeners?
Yeah, my name is Rebecca Shea. I moved to Juneau about 4 years ago. And actually, when I first moved here, I worked at Kindred Post.
I thought I recognized you.
And then since then, I've done all sorts of things and, you know, been part of the community in different ways, like working for Sea Alaska Heritage and then teaching kindergarten first grade. And then this year, I transitioned to being full-time artist and also aerial instructor. And it's a little daunting, but it's great to have, you know, support from the community and friends like Kendra and Nami who are like, you can do it. You are an artist. Cause I still feel that imposter syndrome, but I have a lot of fun things made for the first Friday, which I will roll right into.
Go for it.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool because Kindred Post, when they first started with their first Fridays, there were a lot of photo kind of themed interactions.
It's true. It's amazing you know that because that's historical information.
Yeah. Well, someone came into the store a couple weeks ago and was like, I haven't been back here for like a few years, but like years ago, they used to do every first Friday, they would do a photo thing.
Yes.
And I was like, well, if you're around in September, we'll be bringing that back. Because I do love going to all the different first Fridays, especially at Kindred Post, because there are a lot of interactive ones where you get to like take home art that you make. But for this one, it kind of started off as me wanting to use up my yarn stash because I am constantly collecting it. So I've made hundreds of these little flowers that have been pieced together, and that'll be one of the big backdrops because one of the unintended traditions of Kindred Post anniversaries is also there's a floral theme to it. yes. So it'll just be a massive like wall background of crocheted flowers of all different colors. And I have a Polaroid camera, so people will be able to take a picture and then like take it home as their little souvenir kind of thing. Mm. And one thing that I was just working on this morning, I've also crocheted 100 chanterelle mushrooms. and they are hanging on fishing line now. So that will be kind of throughout the store that you kind of get to like walk through a mushroom forest. Hmm. So that's kind of what I have going on. And we'll have other things to sell there, too, that will eventually be in the store. I use a lot, but I just converted some of my embroideries into stickers, and I've been playing around with a laser cutter and making these topographic maps of popular mountains in Juneau, and they will be sold as earrings.
Wow.
So those will be kind of some fun things that will be there.
That sounds really interesting. Mm-hmm. What are you hoping that folks will get out of the experience of everything that you created for the First Friday experience?
Yeah, for me with art, when I feel it most impactful is when I kind of feel it surrounding me and it's just very immersive, that when you're in it, that'll kind of feel like you're in a whole different, completely different place kind of feel. Yeah.
I really like the way that what you're doing, how you're celebrating is kind of like completing a circle in a lot of ways. It has the photography element. It has the floral theme, sticking with the floral theme. Mm-hmm. It incorporates, an artist who's, based here and her work. And it'll give everybody a memento, right? So hopefully they'll have that little souvenir to mark the occasion.
It does encapsulate so many things. Thanks for pointing those out, Shelley. And also getting to lift up Rebecca Shea as an artist, especially as she's entering this new shift in her life into being a full-time artist. And I remember when she walked in and applied to Kindred Post, and we were not hiring at the time, but I saw her cover letter and her resume, which was just full of art and activism, and she brought cupcakes to an interview that I just...
really bribed myself into the job.
And I was like, we're not hiring, but we are now. So,
well, Christy and Kendra and Rebecca, I just want to thank you all for joining me today. It sounds like it's going to be a really great celebration of the 8th anniversary of Kindred Post this first Friday, September 2nd. Anything else that any of you would like to share before we say goodbye today?
I think a couple other traditions that we've just kind of, it's funny how traditions start. You don't really intend for them to be that way, but just over time, they've come to be that way. And one of them, because of staff members who were bakers, we've always had just hundreds of tiny cupcakes. And so we'll also be baking those tomorrow, Kendra and I. And we'll have those available. And, I think it's important at a time of gratitude that we also give a gift. And so we have a store-wide sale that we always have at our anniversary as well as our way of saying thank you for supporting us for X amount of years. And so we hope that folks will come by, enjoy the immersive art experience, have a cupcake, and hopefully take home something that they've been treasuring.
Kendra, do you want to say anything more about the sale? Like, what are some of the hot deals or things that you're excited about sharing with the patrons?
Yeah, so the sale is actually store-wide because it's a, buy X amount, get X amount off. I don't remember the numbers off the top of my head, but basically, so you buy as much as you want from the store, and you'll probably get some sort of percentage off.
We very rarely have store-wide sales, and so it's a chance to,
twice
whether you're into
thing.
Stickers or earrings or a Chemex, now's a good time.
Yeah.
That sounds good. And then, Rebecca, any last thoughts from you before we sign off?
No.
Are you all ready to go with all of your...
100% not. Definitely. I'm going straight back to my studio after this to keep working on it. I feel like with the flowers, it's one of those things you can just always make more. So I feel like even after the first Friday, I'll just keep adding
more,
to
more.
It.
It'll be like the backdrop of your studio eventually.
Yeah.
It'll be so cool.
Or it'll cover an entire
It will be
photo
an
booth.
Actual photo booth. Oh my gosh. Make Shelley's dreams come true.
I do want to see that. It's true. All right. Well, thanks again so much. Christy Nami Erickson, Kendra Herget, and Rebecca Shea. Go check out the First Friday celebration of the 8th anniversary of Kindred Post this Friday, September 2nd. Thank you so much for being here. Ganache Cheesh.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you.